You know, all of our witnesses have stressed how important it is for people to be committed to the struggle, to be active. And one of the most damning indictments of this system was what happened here in Oakland when the murder of Oscar Grant was treated like some kind of tragedy. Yet, when people, hundreds of people, said enough is enough, no more, on January 7th, we are all Oscar Grant, and got out into the streets, they were condemned as criminals, and the media raised more of a hubbub around them than even it did around the murder. These young people who got out and fought courageously, and that doesn't mean many of them don't have to understand better what the struggle's about and how to wage it, but it's through waging the struggle people will be transformed, and the people who are fighting for justice around Oscar Grant are our future, and they're being targeted and they're being vilified. And one of the best examples that I think we can learn from of people who step back and look at the big picture was Ken Epstein, a reporter for the Oakland Post. He was out there on January 7th, and let's be clear, if not for the people saying enough is enough, there wouldn't be murder charges against Johannes Mescherle. There wouldn't be all this investigation. Ken Epstein of the Oakland Post was there. He said, "I was writing a story for the paper about how upset people are and how unjust killing of Oscar Grant was, and my car was being burned up at the same time, and no one's happy that his car was burned up. But at the same time," he said, "I really understand how outraged people are, and I'm outraged myself." I'd like to now call up one of the courageous young fighters, Lou Brown of the Revolution Club, to talk about one of the key cases of repression that is going on against our youth who've been fighting for Oscar Grant. And this is an important battle as part of this whole battle for justice for all of us to take up. Lou?
David, a member of the Revolution Club. Could you stand up, David? David has committed no crime, yet he's been charged with two felonies as a result of the righteous rebellion of the people on January 7th against the police murder of Oscar Grant. David is the only juvenile with such serious charges. Two adults are also being charged with felonies, Andrew Lewis and J.R. Bellray. All three cases are unjust and need to be fought. Now I want to talk about David's case in particular. It is part of an attempt to crush any further resistance to this epidemic we are exposing today in this tribunal. And this must not be allowed to happen. The same powers that be and the same system they enforce, which are responsible in the first place for this wanton murder of Oscar Grant, and let's not forget or attempt to evade or cover up the fact that this was an egregious act of violence. This same system is now adding further outrage by persecuting people who've refused to accept this execution and dare to stand up and build mass political resistance and say no more to constant brutality and murder at the hands of the police. These same authorities and this same system, which continually carry out violent outrages against oppressed people, are singling out someone who brought those involved in the rebellion a clear understanding of the cause of these outrages, the system itself, and the way that its oppressive nature is enforced through brutality and murder, and the fact that this solution lies in building a revolutionary movement with the final goal of fully sweeping away this whole monstrous system. We call on everyone here to be part of taking on this attack and turning it around. We'll fight these charges and we'll win. But you all need to be part of that fight in order to do that. Sign up to be part of the defense committee we're forming by talking to me after the program today. And be there at his next hearing on April 10th. Enough is enough.